This episode is brought to you by FX's The Old Man, starring Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. The hit show returns as the stakes get higher and more secrets are uncovered. The former CIA agent sets off on his most important mission to date, to recover his daughter after she's kidnapped. FX's The Old Man premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What time is it? It's Russell Wilson go time.
Ready, go.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
It is team number three that will employ him as a starting quarterback in a week one. And this is it.
The Rich Eisen Show.
And it's Russ. It's Russ time.
Earlier on the show, Dallas Cowboys insider Clarence Hill Jr., QB consultant Jordan Palmer. Coming up, actor O'Shea Jackson Jr., plus your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We're about to give you our predictions for the NFC West right here. O'Shea Jackson Jr. about to light up our studio as only he can. Good times. With Jordan Palmer last hour telling us all he thinks about the season. Very high on Sam Darnold's ability to succeed in Minnesota. Very high on Joe Burrow's return to action after another injury-marred campaign cut his season short last year. If you missed any of it, along with Clarence Hill on the latest on the Dallas Cowboys Dak Prescott contract conversations, there's not only the Rich Eisen Show channel on the Roku channel, there's also our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. There's also our podcast version of this show, all 3 hours through the Cumulus Podcast Network. There's also the Rich Eisen Show collection page, a fancy name to call a video on demand service through the Roku channel. And there's also the Roku Sports channel that we're live on right now. We re-air a couple times on that. So there's no excuses. That's basically what I'm saying. There's no excuses. Before we get to our NFC West predictions, I am hesitant to talk about the sports television business because I'll be honest, I don't know how much our fan base or folks care about it.
It's inside baseball.
It is. You know what I mean? It's like inside. It's you know, you turn on the TV, you either like the announcers or you don't. You turn on the TV and some people don't notice the difference or care about the difference in quality of broadcasts with graphics and things. I know you do, Mike.
I really care.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if
most people don't care.
But when Tom Brady's involved, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's different. And Tom Brady has put in paperwork to become a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. And we know that's been the case for a while. And last year, Brady was in line to call games, but took the year off because he signed a massive deal worth $37.5 million a year, reportedly, to call games for Fox Sports. Greg Olson, who is the reigning Emmy Award winner for Best Game Analyst, he's been terrific in that role with Kevin Burkhardt as the lead play-by-play team and announce team for the NFL on Fox. Terrific listen, terrific watch. Brady's now in with Burkhardt, and Greg Olson is going to be doing games with Joe Davis, who's been killing it with all these Ohtani moments the last couple weeks, by the way.
Last night was incredible.
Right.
His dog throughout the first pitch.
I know. Good old decoy. Sweet dog. And then, of course, he one-handed a home run in his first at-bat on bobblehead night, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah. With Brady calling games and also seeking to be a part owner in the NFL, Seth Wickersham of ESPN put out a story on ESPN.com last night that the NFL, in its latest membership meeting, brought up the Brady petition to become an owner of the Raiders. They did not still entertain whether or not to approve it, but did bring up Brady rules that will be put in place for him to call games on Fox, because to call games professionally, you have meetings with both teams beforehand. And teams frequently, definitely pre-COVID, would have you physically into the facility. You would go visit the teams. And John Madden was one of the first announcers to say, I want to see practice too. And that's been part and parcel of certainly the top broadcast team's way of going about their business, is to physically walk into the facility of the teams that they're going to cover. Certainly the home team, because they're going to go to the game early enough to go visit the home team. And if it's possible, visit the road team. Face-to-face meetings with the coach, quarterback, and other players. Again, when I call these games internationally and locally here too, I'm part of this. We, because we're the broadcast team of a national game, we're asking for the quarterback. We're asking for the star players on both sides of the ball. We're asking for the coach. And very frequently, we get them. And we meet with them. And they're very honest. They're on the record conversations. And sometimes they ask to say, this is not suitable for broadcast, and give you something. And the quarterbacks, because I sit with Kurt in these meetings, when the quarterbacks talk with Kurt, you know, I feel like I need to be hooked on phonics. Like, it's a different language that they talk. And it's great to see. It's great to sit there as a fly on the wall and hear these X's and O's talking. And the quarterbacks are very honest about the situation. When Brady was the quarterback in our production meeting in Munich, he was really honest about how the offense was struggling and the way that the practices were going weren't to his liking. And he was wondering about the way the practices were set up and things of that nature. And it was wild, man. And the league is apparently saying, if Brady is going to call these games and become an owner of the Raiders, this is what Seth Wickersham wrote, that he's not allowed to set foot in someone else's facility. He is not allowed to talk to anybody on the teams. He is not allowed to be part of any of these broadcast meetings at all, because he's an owner of the Raiders. And, you know, the Raiders might want to pick his brain. Now, that is kind of, to be honest, insulting to Brady that he might actually utilize his platform with Fox as to be sort of a mole for the Raiders. Like, he would put the Fox team that he now calls his new colleagues in jeopardy by not being the lead analyst for the team, but actually to be a mole for the Raiders. And you know who doesn't care about that? I'm sure the owners of the Chiefs and the Broncos and the Chargers and anybody else who's playing the Raiders, they're not going to take the chance. And this is a highly secretive, very paranoid league, the National Football League. And here's the crazy thing, because as you know, Brady is not yet an owner, partial owner of the Raiders. Rob Motti of the Associated Press reported today that these rules are in place now, because he's petitioning to be an owner of the Raiders. So as long as these papers are in to try and be an owner, they're already placing these rules on him now, which is a major handicap to Brady's ability to do the job to the best of his ability. So I honestly don't know what the answer is to all this. But this is wild. I've never heard of anything quite like, well, I shouldn't say that. When Greg Olsen called a game while he was a member still playing in the league, he wasn't allowed to talk to the other teams. He wasn't allowed to visit a facility. And just in case anybody's wondering about how, you know, is this an outlier or not? Does the NFL, is it just trying to punish Brady or whatever, for whatever reason you might have? When NFL Network first started, we had a campaign for NFL Total Access that people still talk to me about today because it really was very well done.
Yeah,
it was the song by Traffic, Dear Mr. Fantasy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they placed me in my suit and tie in all of these NFL situations as if I'm sitting in these rooms, the meeting. I was sitting in a meeting room with Mike Vick and Dan Reeves. Okay. I went underneath the hood with an official, and I gave the sign of like, I can't tell whether this is a good call or not.
Yeah.
I went ring shopping, watch shopping with Deuce McAllister of the Saints.
Yeah.
They put me in all these situations, right? And it was fun. And the tagline was being rich doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Because it was for Total Access. Here I am. I am giving you the access on NFL Total Access. And this commercial was showing you all these moments. Well, when we shot that scene in the film room in Atlanta with Vic and Dan Reeves, we were legitimately in the actual film room in Atlanta. Like, I flew to Georgia for that shot. And on that same day, for whatever reason, they shot the shot of me firing off footballs through a jugs machine to Torrey Holt of the Rams. They shot that scene there in Atlanta as well. They made Torrey Holt, the Falcons did, sit in it. They had to get a trailer for Torrey Holt specifically for him. And the trailer was outside of the Flowery Branch, Georgia property of the Falcons. He wasn't even allowed, and the trailer wasn't even allowed on the property. They didn't want him to even see the practice field, what it looked like. Because he was a Ram. And they were in the same division. This was before, you know, back in the day when the Falcons were in that cockamamie idea that the Falcons were in the West. And so was St. Louis.
Yes.
Okay. And so they were division rivals. The Falcons were like, he doesn't set foot. Yes. Like, fine. You can shoot it. You know, there's this grassy area that's far away where he can't even see any of our practice fields. We'll let you shoot it there. Because I guess he was in Atlanta and he was in the area. But setting foot in the facility, seeing the inside of the facility, they didn't care. Like, go. I said to myself, the trailer, I assume, has a bathroom. Because what, they're going to just make him go in the woods? They wouldn't let him inside.
Great.
Oof. This is the way it has been forever. So, I don't know. Is Brady going to have to choose? Because this is not an optimum way to call games.
No, and start his broadcast career, which is arguably the most anticipated we've ever seen in the business.
Right.
Yeah.
This is kind of it's not surprising, but it's stunning.
Yeah. Because
the AP is saying this is happening now.
Pretty stunning.
So he can't talk to Stefanski. He can't talk to Deshaun Watson or Myles Garrett. Fox can, and maybe give him the notes. This is what we gleaned. But Zooming with him, or even Zooming, he can't Zoom in. He can't have contact with. Oh, and he also can't denigrate officiating.
Right.
Because if you're an owner in the NFL, you are not allowed to publicly criticize officials.
He'd be fined. He'd be subject to penalties.
So, like, if it's a, how many times you see calls that, you know, are rightfully questioned in a broadcast? Are they going to let it slide a little bit? So if Brady doesn't go all in on something that you're like, why wouldn't the lead analyst be call what we're seeing, be blunt about it? He can't.
In a weird way, it's very similar to coaches not criticizing other coaches on all these shows.
Yeah, I mean, because it's a fraternity, right? But that's different. You're the lead analyst or Fox. Like, what about the NFC Championship game? He's in the booth, and something similar happens with no pass interference, like with the Rams and the Saints. He's not going to say that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
I'd imagine Fox would cover the fine, right?
It's not a fine. He's an all, like, what, the fine for the NFL to Brady?
Yeah.
I don't know, pal.
I mean, we've seen Mark Cuban rack up all these fines over the years.
Do you know when you're a partner of the National Football League, you know what you say most of the time? Thank you, may I have another? You do not ruffle the feathers of 345 Park Avenue.
I get it.
Well, especially when they might reopen the television contracts in a couple of years. There's a memory. I am shooting you as straight as I possibly can.
I get it. And also, it's Tom Brady.
This is wild. I read that and I'm like, wow. Okay.
Why would he want to do it then?
I don't know. Because I think he digs the idea of doing it. And I think he'll, by the way, in terms of how good he can be.
He's going to be amazing.
I will just say this. And then we'll do our NFC West predictions before O'Shea comes out here. I will say this. The best, and by the way, did I say that Romo was going to be good at it when I first heard that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The best analysts are the ones who not only know the game cold, okay? The best analysts are the ones who can put themselves from their experiences into the analysis. I did this. I did that. I remember when this happened to me. How many analysts can bring the following to the equation? One, overlooked in the draft. Two, had to wait a year. Three, got the opportunity to start out of the blue. Four, made the most of that opportunity. Five, was questioned whether you should have had the opportunity to begin with. Six, got the opportunity and took the team all the way to the AFC Championship game only to get hurt to have the veteran who you had supplanted take the team to the Super Bowl. Seven, then get the job in the Super Bowl and win it. Then win three out of four in your first four seasons. Not make the playoffs after making the Super Bowl. Winning two in a row. Going for three in a row. You think that might be some valuable insight? Going for three in a row? And what happens when you're going for a three-peat this year? You think that might be valuable? Oh, wait a minute. Getting your knee blown out.
Yeah.
Getting hurt. Coming back from a knee injury. Winning early in your career. Becoming as famous as you could possibly get out of the blue, how to handle fame. Then going 10 years not winning one. Losing Super Bowls in heartbreaking fashion. Going an entire season undefeated. Wait a minute. Then winning three out of four again. Winning one Super Bowl out of the blue. Winning the Super Bowl that goes into overtime for the first time ever. Coming back in a Super Bowl 28-3. Oh, wait a minute. We're not done yet. Then later in your career, you play as a 40-year-old. What's that like? Wait a minute. You then switch teams after having a great 20-year run. Then you switch teams and win a Super Bowl in your first year there. Oh, and also playing for one of the greatest coaches of all time. Who can do all of that? There's one unicorn. Now, you've just got to be able to get in and out of snaps and get the broadcasting part down. And he strikes me as somebody who's going to figure that one out. So I hope this stuff gets figured out because, my God, can he bring all of this to the table? Crying on draft day. Get out of here. On and on and on.
Go.
Okay. Every single day this week and all the way up till Wednesday, we're going to be predicting divisions. We finish up the NFC today with the NFC West. Hit the music, please. Chris Brockman, you go first. What do you got for me? Who wins the NFC West?
I weirdly think this is going to finish. I've been kind of off the board. You guys have been kind of thrown.
You're going chalky, huh?
I'm going to do it. It's going to finish the exact same as last year.
Mm-hmm.
Niners, Rams, Seahawks, Cardinals. However, I don't think the Niners are going to win 12 games, and I don't think the Cardinals are going to win four. They're going to be a little more bunched together. Maybe someone gets to 11-6, but I could really see Arizona winning 7-8 games. Seattle winning 8-9 games, the Rams win 10 or 11, and it kind of comes down to the last week for who wins the division.
TJ Jefferson, your NFC West analysis, sir.
Look, I'm just going to save us time. Just clip what Chris said,
yeah.
Put it over my mouth, and we'll... It's the same thing. I think everyone there is going to win at least 8. I think 8 to 12.
Yeah.
I think the Cardinals, you know, I got Kyler Murray on my fantasy team last night, so I'm expecting big things. I think they're going to be a good football team. I just think they're going to finish 4th. And the Niners, they're clearly the most talented team in this division. So, like I said, at least 8 wins for all of them. I think it's going to be a fun division.
Okay. I think the only difference is... from yours, Chris, and yours, TJ, is my photograph is the least smug out of all of them.
You're smiling?
I'm smiling. Yeah. You guys are trying to look badass. Like you're trying to scare everybody with your headshots.
You didn't submit those pictures.
I will say this. And the Niners repeating as division champs and the Rams coming close again and the Seahawks being better than people think. And you know the Cardinals are my sleeper team for the year. Right. I still don't see them... I see them vying for that 7th final playoff spot, and the same thing with the Seahawks potentially being better in that regard. Yeah. How about this for a prediction? Nobody sweeps anybody this year.
I like that.
Okay.
I really like
everybody
that.
Everybody gets a piece of everybody else this year.
I'm down.
How about that?
Yeah.
That nobody sweeps the Cardinals. So that means everybody's 3-3 in division, right?
Yeah.
That would be super fun. I'm also, and I think it's fair to say this, really worried about what's going on with the Niners with Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams. This is not nothing.
Those things get done, man.
We have yet to see Christian McCaffrey do anything for over a month.
Okay.
That's pretty concerning.
And we see them on the first Monday night of the season against the Jets. That's going to be a good one. And that's our NFC West predictions. All right, let's take a break and come back and light this candle. The candle being O'Shea Jackson Jr. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about Sleep Number, people. We all know in the NFL there's no margin for error. A single mistake can change the outcome of a game. We all know that. And proven quality sleep, believe it or not, can boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall performance. You know that probably in your real life. The same thing goes in the National Football League, which is why Sleep Number is, in fact, the sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Partnering since 2018, 8 out of 10 players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference because being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out for recovery, that is game changing. So right now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store, or you can go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. See store for details. Listeners, please welcome a real finance nerd from our sponsor, NerdWallet. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
We all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but there's more to it than that, right?
So much more. Even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
Smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so you can find the smartest products.
Hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thanks for that important PSA, Rich.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings account and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks again to NerdWallet, our paid sponsor of this segment. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Hey, that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We appreciate anybody who's calling in. And look who has stopped by here on the Rich Eisen Show, hey. One of our favorite in-studio guests, O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Blessings, Rich.
And you brought gifts. What do you got?
Oh, man, you know.
Or props? What do we have here?
Yeah, you know, this is my most prized possession right here. I've had this baby since I was in fourth grade. My parents asked me, what did I want for Christmas?
Uh-huh.
And I said, I want the World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship. And they go, okay, all right. And then I saw it under the tree, wrapped up, because you can't hide that it's a belt.
Yeah.
And Christmas Eve, they let you pick one gift, picked this up, slept with it, took it everywhere I went. And to this day, I have this baby. The leather is super soft, so it feels genuine. And I felt like it was appropriate for today.
It is appropriate for today. Because screw it. You want to just say it? Should we say it right here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So
I'm nervous.
It's okay.
Don't be.
The Rich Eisen Podcast Network is putting together a new wrestling podcast with you and TJ Jefferson.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. My brother of destruction.
House. Let's go.
Absolutely, man.
Coming soon. We're going to start cultivating this caper. We don't. It's untitled at this point in time.
Untitled.
I got a bunch of names.
He does.
I love it.
He's brought some names to the equation.
I love it. He's prepared, man.
And so,
I've been waiting my whole life for this, man.
It's an honor to be a part of, you know, your team picking me up.
Thank you.
And let's make the internet upset.
Well, that's your forte, isn't it?
You know, I'm really a chill dude. I just can't deal with stupidity.
Everyone keeps coming at you for no reason.
Bro, I'm minding my business. Just let me watch anime and wrestling and talk Laker nonsense, and everybody will be fine. It's insane.
I love it.
In the internet wrestling community, they're
ready.
It's a special sort of folks.
Hey, nonsense. We have been talking, thanks to your guidance, TJ, and your fandom and your love of wrestling. We talk more wrestling here than I ever thought we would in the history of our program.
Because you're a good man.
I mean, he loves it. He can't get enough of it. And same thing with you, O'Shea Jackson Jr. And again, for our radio audience, just rejoined us. We'll announce the start date shortly. A weekly pod, you and TJ chopping up wrestling every single week through the Rich Eisen Podcast Network, and you guys will just blow the microphones.
It is my dream to infiltrate people's minds with my opinion. And I will do this aggressively and truthfully for you. Twice a week.
I appreciate. Wow. Okay.
We got to do an emergency every now and then. You got to call an emergency audible.
We might have to recap a PLE or a PPE.
Yeah, man. Something might go down. You know? We can't be late to the party.
I love it because AEW, WWE, all that good stuff.
They all know about it.
Just keep going.
They both of them know it's coming.
They know it's coming.
Man. Oh, also, I know there's a stigma about me.
What is that?
I will be talking equally about WWE and AEW.
You have to.
Hi, Tony.
You have to.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're talking about everything in the wrestling world, and we got to become the number one in the world. You can't do that by being one-sided.
I love it. TJ?
My goal right now, I'm going to put this out there. I'm not a bold type cat, but my goal is to have him and I join you two at the Fanatics Fest next year.
Okay.
Put our podcast.
Well, actually, there's one that's coming in L.A. in March. Yeah. So maybe
we're there waiting for you, Rich.
Okay. That's where we ran into Triple H there.
Yeah.
And I told him that this might be coming. And he's a big fan of yours, O'Shea Jackson. He was.
I got the Hunter nod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did. He goes, that sounds great. That's what he said. I don't know if he said that.
I'm going to react to this off camera.
Okay. This is going to be good.
He's also, by the way, if you've never met him, enormous.
Well, yeah. It's the game.
Breaking news, but he's huge in person.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Monster, dude. The game. Shout out to the game.
So we're excited. I'm thrilled that you're game for it and that you're ready to do it. And TJ, you've been ready for this moment as well, and I'm thrilled to be able to provide it. And everybody, don't you worry. You'll know exactly when we're going to be doing this and what it will be called, but... as a matter of fact, we're having a little meeting after today's program. So
absolutely,
that. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so let's just jump into the sports world.
Okay.
Are you as much of a Rams fan as you are a Laker fan, or not really?
It's really hard to match my Lakerdom.
Yes.
But, I mean, the Rams, you know, since they returned, I'm like the only one in my household who's been like really going for the Rams. Also, I want to remind everybody, I'm not married. This is the Lord of the Rings ring. I'm married to this nerd life. I just want people to know, bro.
All right, so you're still eligible.
You're still out there.
As I was saying.
You haven't taken yourself off the market here.
I've been supporting the Rams, you know, since the move in 2016. I hosted the party that Nike threw to introduce Todd Gurley. Shout out to Todd Gurley. And Jared Goff to the city.
Yes.
Shout out to Jared Goff, too. But, I've been part of this Ramelia for a long time, dude.
Okay, so you are. But so does that – you're an outcast in your household? How's your dad feel about that?
I'm the last one in the Jackson circle to get a Super Bowl, Dad. But yeah, nice. Other than that, it's hard. It's hard being the only Rams fan. I was on the ticket campaign. They didn't care. They didn't care. I didn't get a pat on the back. It was like, oh, that's nice.
Okay.
My dad's the president of the Raider Nation, so you know how that went.
I know that. And yeah. And they're going to be here then SoFi week one. They're coming to play the Chargers to week one.
Yeah, that's how I feel about
that. You're not a fan of the Raiders at all?
I mean, I will always have a piece of the Raiders in my heart.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, it's impossible. But they just treat my dad so terribly.
What do you mean?
I mean, first of all, as soon as they got good, they went to Vegas. They just left California in general. And, like, as a kid who's watched his dad ram his head into the wall every season because of these guys,
it
upsets me. It upsets me quite a bit. They haven't been good since both eyes.
Okay,
it's terrible.
Okay, so yeah, their level of play is what's upsetting.
Yeah, man, be good at least for my dad, please. So wait, just be good.
Is your pop still a Raiders fan?
Oh my god,
he famously once said, "Stop giving juice to the Raiders because Raiders never paid us."
Yeah, if you ask my dad. He is the reason why black jerseys are even a thing. Because if NWA didn't skyrocket the Raiders, merchandise sales, the White Sox wouldn't be black and white, the Spurs, everybody who has a black jersey, he gives himself complete credit because of the merchandise sales of the Raiders during NWA.
That's funny.
What a monster.
What a monster.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. here on the Rich Eisen Show. I assume you noticed Chris dressed for the occasion of you coming in here today.
Yeah, and, you know, let me just get this out the way because it disgusts me. But, Chris, you are the only Celtic fan that I care about.
Thank you, sir.
So I will tell you congratulations. And with a grain of salt, I will say no one cared because the Olympics came on right after.
It is true. The Olympics did take away a lot of our shine.
They did y'all like that twice.
And Steve Kerr did what the rest of the NBA couldn't do, which was to stop Jason Tatum. Right.
Oh, yeah. That was low key whack.
Really hurt.
But I loved it.
Really hurt.
The other two people played.
That's what I mean. And by the way, also Kirk kind of did us a favor. Like the FU revenge tour that's coming, because not only was Jaylen Brown not on the team,
right?
Obviously should have been. Tatum didn't even play.
Insane.
But you had two other players.
Yeah, they got no luck.
Right. Who nobody cared about.
Who cares if they cared about?
Nobody gave a tidbit about Drew Holiday or Derrick White.
And it's on that team. So did Derrick White.
Olympic gold medalist, Drew Holiday.
That's great. Olympic gold medalist, Derrick White.
So anyyway.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. They needed Derrick White on the team for that matchup against the Serbian you'd never heard of. That Greek guy right. could go to his left. Sorry. Derrick White was going to lock him down.
Some guy.
Somovich.
Yeah. Somovich. Is that what you call him?
Somovich. I'm sorry. A first team All NBA player who's 6'10 and can do everything, he couldn't have guarded them. I'm sorry.
No.
You're right. Steve Kerr. Sorry. I bow down.
What are you going to tell Steve Kerr, bro? He's a coach.
That's right.
Relax.
Get out of here.
Celtics,
dude. Chris thinks Steve Kerr is overrated. So there's.
Whoa. Yeah. We'll talk about that off camera. I do too.
No.
Easy.
Steph Curry.
We have the greatest shooting backcourt ever.
Oh, Curry bailed him out again. Shocker.
All right. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about your Lakers?
First of all, we're winning the championship every year I come on the show. I don't know what you thought I was going to say, but anything other than that would not be me. Go Lakers from the bottom of my heart. JJ Redick, I completely believe in you because LeBron believes in you. Yes, I've turned into that guy.
You are.
I feel like, number one, I'm happy to have a team where we're focused on chemistry again. After we won the championship and just blew it up, we have been chasing chemistry year after year after year, just switching up the roster. Now, I feel like with this crew of guys, we've been together almost 3 years now, we'll have some sort of just, you know, mesh. And also, play Rui. Come on, bro. Rui's working out with LeBron for summers now. And, you know, we finally got the pork off the fork, you know, no ham. And so it's important.
Wow.
It's important that LeBron and Rui get that on-court time that they've been practicing during the summer.
So you're into J.J. Redick. You're into that idea. I think it's an inspired hire. I think it's different.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens, you know?
Let's shake it up. I hope he becomes the Sean McVay of the NBA.
Interesting analogy right there.
Yeah, because when Sean McVay got hired, I was like, how old is he?
Yeah, right.
And then he came in and destroyed, and I'm a Sean McVay guy.
So, you know, normally when we have a game here on the Rich Eisen Show called the win-loss game, where we have fans of the football programs that they love so much, fans of the football teams they love so much, they call in and we show them the 17-game schedule, and they say win or loss depending on the up.
I was prepared to say 82-0, so I'm glad we're going to football.
Well, I mean, actually.
Well, hold on a second.
Actually, we have actually placed on the screen first 17 games of the Lakers schedule.
Okay.
And I want O'Shea Jackson Jr., to play the win-loss game for the Los Angeles Lakers' first 17 games of the season.
You told me I was coming here to talk wrestling.
I know that.
What is going on?
But it's called a curveball.
Feeling ambushed.
No. Don't feel ambushed. Charlie, all right, man. What do you think?
I mean,
let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, put it up on the screen, please, if you don't mind.
Lakers schedule.
The Lakers open up against the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Ooh, tough stuff.
What happens?
Okay, that's going to be fun.
We just had Carl Anthony Towns in that chair.
Seat.
Yeah?
This week.
What do you think?
It does feel a little.
Is that a win or a loss?
Well, we're going to completely go after Rudy Gobert, so I'm going to go over. That's a win.
Okay. You open up with 3 in a row at home. Home for Phoenix.
We dismantled Phoenix all year last year.
So that's 2-0.
Yeah.
You start 2-0 home for Sac.
Now,
back-to-back here.
This right here, because I don't like that Sabonis record against Anthony Davis.
Yes.
And I feel like he's due. So that's a win right there.
3-0. Then 2 days later, you're in Phoenix. Got a 5-game roadie here.
Right. Early five on. Games in a row. All right.
At Phoenix.
Wait, are any of these?
No back-to-backs.
Okay. So we're going to win at Phoenix.
Okay. What about at Cleveland?
LeBron loves playing in Cleveland. They got a nice, young, scrappy little team. I really don't like saying that we're going to have losses on TV, bro.
Okay, so.
I don't know what you're doing for my reputation.
Are you really saying they start 17-0?
I'm just saying all I see.
At Cleveland, at Detroit, at
Philadelphia Toronto. Might be annoying, so I'll say 16-1. Nah, 17-0. Can't do it. Not
you
catching
got
me.
Games, you got games, you know, at New Orleans, always a problem, trip you up.
Home Zion for looks really
he
good.
Looks shredded.
Zion looks amazing. Right? It's crazy that, like, they're not going to be able to do anything with it, but it's he looks good.
Looks good.
17-0.
He'll look good on the Knicks or wherever he wants to go later on.
Wendy, you're not scared of Wendy?
Get out of New Orleans, bro.
So 17-0, like
100%.
100%.
Write it down.
Bet the house.
You know, with the way the market is right now, you might
go Lakers, man. You're not going to catch me. You're not going to catch me on any type of publication disrespecting the purple and gold, bro.
Okay.
Come on, man. I'll be delusional if I have to, Chris.
So I know it's a wrestling pod. Will you guys ever venture into Lakers Clippers or?
You want to get us started off on a bad foot or something?
Oh, my God. Listen, he just lost Paul George. All right. He's got a new house. It looks amazing.
Yeah, I mean.
It looks great. You know, Bruno Mars opened it up. I heard people got stuck outside, though. That's a good sign.
Yeah, it was a grand opening, so you'll have those.
Right. Most toilets in Los Angeles or something crazy like that.
That's a fact. Hey, O'Shea, I went and I checked. I made a video. There's a whole lot of toilets up in that piece.
I'm letting you know, I'm getting banned. I am getting banned from into it.
But facial recognition, they won't let you in?
But dude, listen. They got Survivor Series, I think, is going to be there.
Yeah, you don't want to get banned.
Plus bro.
The Olympic basketball is going to be there in 28. You wouldn't be able to get in there.
I'm going to have so much purple on. It's going to be insane.
Well, you just can't sit on the wall.
Yeah, that's right.
No one can sit on the wall because they lock the seats.
That is true.
Bro, that's genius. That's what I paid for.
By the way,
it's
steep there, by the way. It's like somebody's going to drink a little too much and they are going to fall.
It's over, bro. It's over. I see the World Star video already.
So you're not really into it, is what you're saying. You're not into it?
That's why I come on this show, Rich. That right there, you're not getting that anywhere else, folks.
You're really not getting that. You're not into it, everybody.
Yeah.
So you think PG gone and Ty Lue's not going to try and figure this thing out? You don't? Think
I mean, it's his job to try and figure it out, Rich. But, you know, losing Paul George when you weren't winning with Paul George or without Paul George – doesn't help. Mm-hmm. You know, and Clipper fans know how I feel about them. They started it.
No, that's a lie.
And I will remind them every chance I get that you're a bunch of losers. Oh, not TJ.
No, full-on purple-wearing O'Shea Jackson Jr. stepping up to the spot where you probably do need facial recognition to get in with the way that they're handling their app business. You're like gonna stroll up there.
You know Mo Bamba's on the team, right? You better act accordingly.
Kawhi is sneaky old.
Sneaky old is crazy.
He's 33. That's sneaky old NBA.
Not anymore. LeBron has moved that line back.
That's right.
Yeah, but you haven't had multiple devastating knee injuries.
That's true.
You just look ridiculous the way you're dressed right now.
That's
dude.
The point. I just wanted to remind our guests of what happened this year.
You know, you look like Kevin Federline.
Look, I got that.
Put that lid.
Didn't he have a youth jersey? You had a youth hat or something.
One year, I had the wrong hat.
Yeah, bro. That's the Chris I know and love.
Was your head just too big as usual?
One year, I had the wrong hat. This is the parade gear. I don't know.
All right, let's take a break. We'll wrap up this show with O'Shea Jackson Jr. I got a couple questions, and then maybe you guys will just start chopping up a wrestling idea or two to get people an idea of what's coming to the podcast world. 844-204-RICH, number to dial as well. Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need, plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, just want to let everyone know as we're sitting here on the Roku channel, the Roku Sports channel, if you see O'Shea Jackson Jr. has a ring on his left hand, he's not married.
No.
What do you say this? What do you mean this is a Lord of the Rings ring?
Lord of the Rings ring.
Yeah.
It's the ring from
Come on, bro.
My precious.
Yeah. So this is Frodo's ring, is what you're saying?
Married to the
Technically it's not Frodo's ring, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
I'm sorry to get this wrong.
Nerd.
The ring doesn't survive.
Stop it! Dutch was a nerd.
Well, yeah, dude.
Nerd.
The one ring rule them all, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It only felt fitting.
I had no idea we were in Middle Earth right now. Okay. So who's your favorite character from Lord of the Rings?
Oh my God, dude. What? The ring.
Yeah?
Yeah, ooh. Probably. No, but... I mean, it's hard not to lie. Honestly,
yeah.
If we really want to talk like the whole shebangabang, not just the Lord of the Rings, but like the Hobbit, I think the most interesting dragon ever made was Smaug. Like that dude, like who did it? Benedict Cumberbatch played him.
Yeah,
and I was just so captivated by just like. I really care about this dragon. He's the villain. He kind of sucks. But like, I was like, dude, I could watch you all day. He kind of sucks, bro.
So that's your. Did you watch Game of Thrones? Or you were into that too?
Oh yes, that's another thing I want to get to. I want to remind everybody that Bran Stark is a snake. All right, he's a snake.
Get it all out, man.
Not to be trusted.
He knew what was going to happen.
You're just this fortune teller. Jerk.
And then just
who let
himself.
A bunch of people die, and you are not my true king.
O'Shea Jackson. All right,
well done.
Come on, bro. Bran Stark is a snake, man.
I agree.
Takes for days.
Yeah.
It's part of the reason why we love you. Yep. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, O'Shea Jackson Jr. hanging out here.
That's the hope.
I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. All right. This is the first time you've been here since Cocaine Bear came out.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay, so it's been a while. It's been a minute since you've been here.
The title still kills me.
Dude, though.
He hasn't seen us fix the studio up.
Well, I mean, that's true. We've got a Cocaine Bear hat, actually, over there, thanks to our friends Max and Liz, the producers of this.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Here you go.
I got that.
Flip it over here. You got it. You got the Cocaine Bear hat?
Yeah, dude.
A lot of people are like, oh, Chicago Bears, huh? I'm like, no. It says Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, dude.
On it, you know?
Can't figure out why we weren't nominated, you know? I just
that movie just keeps just flying off the rails. Just flying off the rails.
It was wild.
When you shot that, I mean, what was going through your mind on the set of shooting Cocaine Bear, man?
I mean, number one, I couldn't believe I was there because I'm in Ireland shooting that and we're pretending to be the South in America. So it was just like, this seems a little different. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just to be able to be there to work with Elizabeth was super cool, but I was just having fun. You know, shout out to my guy, Alden Ehrenreich. That's a really good friend of mine. We had an amazing time. And it was some of the best times I've had acting because of the crew and the people I got to hang with. The part that was whack was in October. It's really cold in Ireland.
Yes.
And I had to get in that river. And I don't really like that. You know, I'm from California. You know, I like a nice 78 degree day. And I'm in a river in Ireland in October at about 2 a.m. And that's not a good time to be in a river. And so that was that sucked. But I got to hang out with Ray Liotta, which was really cool.
Yeah, you got a good story about that?
I don't know. It's a family program, Rich. But he's a great BS talker. he was top tier, S tier trash talker. And it was really cool to be able to have that on, like, as a notch in my belt for my career. You know, with us losing Ray, it hit hard, you know, because I just met the guy, just got to know the guy, and he was gone. It was like a dream.
So you can't clean it up? What did he do? Or did something happen?
No, we just talk, you know, when you're sitting on set for hours at a time, you got to talk trash about anything, you know, whether it be the food, you know, letting people know that this was some of the best pedigree I've ever eaten, you know, or just like any type of garbage talk. It's, you're just shooting a... I can't cuss on here, Rich.
No, I hear
Stop,
you.
Stop, dude.
No, I got it. So the bear being there, did you have to act thinking the bear was there? Did they have like a fake bear there?
Yeah, or
like,
it was a big dude in a black leotard named Alan. And we called him Alan Bear. And he walks around with a bear head like extension. And he has to walk on all fours. He was actually one of the creature actors in Lord of the Rings. So, yeah, he was like, he's a bunch of different things in Lord of the Rings.
Really?
Yeah, and he has to walk on all fours for like all day. And it's great for the lower back. But he's a good dude, big. I think he's from New Zealand. But yeah, super dope guys. Alan Bear, shout out to Alan Bear.
Did they test Alan Bear for cocaine? Did he have to?
I don't want to get in his personal life. You know, as long as you showed up for work on time every day and didn't bother nobody.
That movie.
And then after that, I got to go to Spain and the Canary Islands to shoot Den of Thieves 2.
Finally.
Yeah,
nice. Dude. Finally.
It's in the can. It's in the can. And we're finishing it up. I can't tell you an exact release date, but you will see it next year.
Next year, 2025.
Yes.
Den of Thieves 2.
Den of Thieves 2.
Okay.
More Den of Thieves year than the last.
Okay.
Excellent.
Right.
That is outstanding news.
Yeah.
Cannot wait.
No doubt.
And you were in the Star Wars show as well.
Oh, yes. For Obi-Wan Kenobi.
For Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Dude, you're in the Star Wars universe.
I know, forever, too. Like, that's the best part. And I got a Funko Pop. I'm really doing big things, Chris. Funko Pop. All right, I'm out here.
You're not getting NBA championships, but you got a Funko Pop. Congratulations,
he's got
my
a point
man.
There.
Look at this face. Yeah. He's just ready to just pop over here.
You know, there's nothing worse than a leprechaun, dude. You know, they they won all their titles when they were separated drinking fountains, and they just really try to just run that up, dude. The world was still in black and white.
Yeah, right? Literally.
That's the right. World was in black fact. And white when y'all was winning.
You count you a still third of your off. Titles from another state. It's totally fine.
Same name. Anyway, guys, we'll get off camera so I can curse a little bit. But, yeah, dude, I did Obi-Wan. Shout out to Ewan McGregor, Hayden Christensen. That was really fun.
Yeah.
You know, that was really cool. Showed up to work early just to be there. Stayed for days that I wasn't scheduled just so I could watch Vader fight. And I got to kill some stormtroopers.
Did you snag a lightsaber? Something like that?
No. They make sure you don't take a damn thing. Yeah, it's really crazy too, because usually when you know you have something like your schedule for the day, you like to get the sides the night before, which is like the script for what scene you're about to do the night before, so you can remember it. And they don't really do that. Disney's like, bro, no, we're not emailing you the script. Who do you think you are? So I have to, on the day, in my dressing room, learn words that just aren't real. This isn't a real thing. Like, it's not a practical thing for me to say.
Yeah, right.
You gotta remember it on fly, bro.
It's a good thing you're a professional. And you're a talker.
Absolutely.
You're a natural talker.
I am.
Jackson.
I am. Bro.
Which is why, you and TJ are going to crush this wrestling pod. What is the number one story in wrestling right now, in your estimation?
I know in my my personal opinion,
yes.
I'm loving the return of our tribal chief, Roman Reigns. Also, Daniel, I keep calling him Daniel Bryan, I'm sorry. Yeah. Bryan Danielson is the new AEW world champion. He's going up against Jack Perry. I have my thoughts about that, but I'll save it for the pod.
Sounds good. Was Jack Perry the one who put Tony Khan in a...
Perry was the one who hit Khan in the stomach, then the rest of the Elite came out, put him in the TK driver, almost killed the man, left him laying in
almost
the
Almost killed
ring.
Him.
Yes.
Well, I saw.
O'Shea, by the way, Rich got something to show you right now.
The neck brace is right there, as a matter of fact.
No way!
That is the Tony Khan neck brace, autographed and donated to St. Jude for $100,000.
That's a piece of history right there.
That's it. That's the only neck brace ever worn in an NFL draft room. Ever.
Yeah, and honestly, bro, when I saw him in the draft room with it, I was so thankful. I was like,
that he was okay?
Just the fact that he was able to push through and still be there for those Jaguars, too.
I was trying to explain that to Richard in the draft. I'm like, this man is lucky he's not in the hospital. He's lucky he made it to the draft. You ever been TK driven?
Not in my life.
Well, when Brian Thomas scores his first career touchdown, he will make NFL history as the first draft choice to ever score a touchdown after being drafted by a team with somebody in the draft room wearing a neck brace because he suffered from a TK driver.
That's how Tony Khan is extending history right
that's
there.
That's a very long-winded record. I don't know.
The fact that he was able to have a smile on his face, too.
Because you got to understand the amount of pain he was in right now was off the chart.
His dad is clearly concerned about his son's well-being.
God, I want to kick it with his dad.
His dad came to the ring for the first time when it happened. His dad had never been in the ring, but he had to check on his boy.
Concern.
You know?
Concern.
He came out like Don Vito. They massacred my boy.
Look how they massacred my boy. That was a great reference.
O'Shea Jackson Jr., excited for you to be part of our podcast world here, part of the Rich Eisen podcast world in any way, shape, or form. The podcast with you and TJ, currently untitled, but we will get that title out. And the first date, everyone will definitely know when it's out there. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for being here on the program.
Absolutely. I live here now.
Trust me. We'll have you in here as much as you possibly can.
Yeah.
We'll be back to wrap up this show on the Roku channel in just a sec.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on the Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate towards?
I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.